In his review, extra Neil Atkinson joined by Dan Morgan and Sean Rogers. A couple of games. I really wanted to do Villa versus Manchester City. Liverpool play both of those teams in upcoming rounds of the Premier League. So I think that it's worth talking about that one. And also I just wanted to do a little bit on Everton versus Spurs. It was the 4:30 Super Sunday game, etc., etc. So it's nice to touch on that as well. But let's start off with that City versus Aston Villa game. Sean, I'll come to you first on the approaches. City are doing a little bit of a back three, back four hybrid. And it feels a little bit from the outset, they start very fast, but a little bit like they've disturbed themselves because of the injuries, because of no Gonzalez, because of no Rodri. And it feels as though that does, over the course of the game, impact them a little bit in terms of what they feel as though they can and can't do.
Yes, so the background to this coming into it, if you're not aware, is that I think Savio got man of the match against Villarreal, albeit Villarreal playing right side. And Foden played very well against Everton, albeit, look, you have to caveat this, it is Everton. But Foden played very well against Everton in, like, let's call it the left side 8/10 that City like to use. So when the lineup drops for Guardiola, it's interesting. They've been beat at Villa 2 years running coming into this fixture. And then to have two players that have not probably hit the heights over the past couple of seasons that they would have really hoped and perhaps expected them to have done so, when you've got them in a bit of rhythm, I'm a bit confused as to why you wouldn't go right. Savio staying on the right, I'm putting Phil Foden in that left side 8/10. Now, whether that's something to do with Aston Villa,
yeah,
maybe. The only thing I can contemplate is there's something that we're not aware of, where the scouts, the analysts, or just Guardiola and his backroom staff himself have gone, we actually think it's better to tweak this. The other thing is you look at their midfield and they could all probably play as a number 10 if you were going away from home and a side wanted to set up that way. And the other thing with City's setup is they have gone a little bit back towards on the ball what they were doing in the 22-23 season.
Yeah.
Where as much as possible, they're trying to build out on a three. At the start of the season, they weren't doing that as much. I think a lot of it's to do with Stones more than anything. At the start of the season, to me, they looked a little bit more just 4-3-3, pretty standard, bit unusual for a Guardiola side. But they have been using a back three build-up with Stones moving in alongside the holding midfielder, that famous box midfield that you've seen so much under Guardiola in the past and Arteta. And maybe that sort of treble winning 3-2-4-1 that you see Haaland very high and then sort of the two wingers and, if you like, the two tens in that situation behind. I think the issue here is so much of it is down to fitness, as you say. Nico Gonzalez probably not ready to start, probably not good enough. Rodri out. Nico O'Reilly, if all was well, you could put him in at left back, move Guardiola inside, maybe play Stones as your six. If that's what you need to do.